Well, welcome to Local Matters. Today we've got a really special distinguished guest, one of Putnam County's District Teachers of the Year. Jenny Patton is digital design instructor at Cookeville High School. Jenny, welcome.
Well, I'm certainly glad to be here today.
Well, congratulations on being named District Teacher of the Year. That's pretty cool.
I'm very honored. I enjoy teaching at Cookeville High School. I like the faculty, and it's a real honor to be voted in by them because it means a lot to me because I respect them.
Yeah, well, that they obviously respect you too, and that makes it great. Well, we want to learn a little bit about you first, so some of our listeners may not know you, and just tell everybody a little bit about your background and where you grew up and where you went to school and how you got here. And I understand there might be some Chicago White Sox scouting experiences and some other things in there.
Well, I'm originally from Jamestown, Tennessee. My mother was from Cookeville, so I have connections to Putnam County. But I grew up in Jamestown, graduated from York Institute. I went to Vanderbilt originally and played on the first women's basketball team down there. And then I came home after a couple of years because my parents were getting a divorce, and I ended up coming back to Tech a couple of years later, so I'm a Tennessee Tech graduate.
Amen. Amen.
And I wanted to coach baseball, and at the time, it just wasn't happening. Boys were not going to have a woman coach in Tennessee. And I ended up, years later, I coached Summer League, Little League, Babe Ruth, and all that, and I ended up moving to Florida. And I actually ran into the owner of the White Sox, the Chicago White Sox, and he got me an interview with the director of scouting, and they gave me a chance to be a professional baseball scout. So I did that for 13 years part-time.
Well, now that's got to be a cool little experience, and being in Florida in spring training and being out in the high schools and the colleges, that's not a bad place to be to look at baseball teams.
Well, I learned a lot about baseball, but I learned a lot about life, too.
I bet.
I had somebody ask me the other day when we were talking about teaching students what one of the most important things that I should teach a student. And I said, well, I learned in baseball that when you see somebody that has talent, encourage the talent. Don't tell them all the things they do wrong. That be positive, and you can help them with the things that are wrong. But don't tear people down. Look at it in the right way. And I truly do try to do that.
Well, that is great. And that probably has a little bit to do with all the respect that people have for you. Well, how did you get from Sarasota, Florida, and other locations in Florida to back to Cookeville?
Well, I was up in Milwaukee working for the Milwaukee Brewers, and I came back to Jamestown because my boss left and went to the Cubs, and in baseball, you generally leave the same time your boss leaves. And I got into coaching again at York Institute in baseball, and then I got a chance to move to Alabama and coach for the Chicago Cubs, which I spent the last 9 years coaching there. And then when the end of the road came in scouting because of my being female, basically, I got back into teaching because I had acquired a teaching degree. And I still wanted to coach, and I actually had coached 3 years of junior college baseball in Alabama. I actually coached against Matt Braga.
Did
when
you?
He was in
wow.
the junior colleges down in
wow, you,
Alabama. So we go back a long way.
And I
Tech
know you,
was very fortunate to have him.
You enjoyed seeing Matt Braga back here at
I
Tech,
did,
I'm sure.
And I enjoyed his success.
Yeah, they had a great run.
They did. And then I ended up back in Jamestown taking care of my mother and working at York Institute. And then 5 years ago, they decided to close down some programs, and mine was one they closed down. And I'm so fortunate and thankful that Cookeville called me down for an interview and decided to give me a chance to have my program here. And so this is my fifth year at Cookeville, and it's been great.
Well, that is great. This is Local Matters. We're taking a very quick break, and we are talking to Jenny Patton, District Teacher of the Year. And we are back. And Jenny, we were talking about about Cookeville High School and you moving from Jamestown to Cookeville. So tell us what you do at CHS.
I teach digital art and design, which is computer design. We do videos, short videos. We do photography. We do claymations. We do Photoshop. I try to give the students a very broad example of things that you can do in the media, and then I let them find where their interest is. And generally, the students that it truly is their interest, I will have them 3 or 4 years in high school. And that's one of the most fun things about what I do, is I actually get to see them grow from that freshman that comes in the door scared to death to the seniors that we're talking about where they're going to college and what they're going to do.
And so what do they learn in digital design that helps them in the future? It's sort of a launch pad for a lot of them. What kinds of launches come out of that?
Well, we do learn a lot about how to do things like video, but probably the most important thing in my class is they learn how to respect each other and work together, and they learn the skills that you need in life. And they find that they're creative and that they are a bigger person than they thought they would be. I brought a bowl today. It's a small bowl, and it's broken, and it's glued back together. And one of my students made this, and she brought it to school to show me. She won first place with it in the recent Interfaith Peace Project. But this young lady has had a very hard life, and she is doing so great now. She's already been accepted to Tech. She may be going to SCAD. Either way, she's going to be very successful.
And SCAD is the Savannah College of Art and Design.
Yes. But on this pot, she made it, and then she intentionally broke it and glued it back together.
Wow.
And what she put on this, she and I talked about because we're very close. It says, "I'm not a perfect pinch pot. I've been created only to be shattered to pieces. Even though you can see where I've been broken, that won't stop me from being the pinch pot I meant to be. I wouldn't have been put back together if it wasn't for the person that knew I could become something beautiful after being so broken. This is the new me with a new meaning, and I've come to share it with you."
Wow.
So if you ask me why I teach, this is why I teach.
What an influence. That says a lot about the influence you have on kids,
I truly believe in people. I believe that everybody has talent and should be given a chance to find that talent and to find what their skill is. And that's what I do. I encourage.
Well, that is super. Well, tell us about District Teacher of the Year, or even Teacher of the Year at Cookeville High. Congratulations. What does that mean to you, and what do you see it meaning to the school?
For me, it is a bucket list item. I never thought it would happen. I've done numerous jobs over the years. I've got a 5-page resume and most of it is where I've worked in other jobs when I was scouting. And I think that helps me, because I have been out in the real world, and I can truthfully say to kids, I've been there, I've done that. But I truly try to help all the teachers at Cookeville High School. We do joint projects sometimes with my classes, or they come in for advice on how to do a video or how to do something different with their students that's fun. And I think that's maybe one of the reasons that I got voted Teacher of the Year. But either way, I'm just really honored, because I'm working at a place that truly likes kids and they truly want students to succeed, and I'm proud to be part of that, and to be honored makes it even better.
Well, it does, and you're right. CHS is a great place, and I'm a CHS graduate. I didn't know if you knew that, but Cocoa High School in Cocoa, Florida, not Cookeville High School.
I do know where Cocoa, Florida is.
Yeah,
yes.
And there were some good baseball players came out of Cocoa, Florida when I was there back in those times. Well, it's an important time in life for these young students that are at our high schools, and you're shaping them, shaping their citizenships, shaping their character, and shaping their careers to a degree also. So we want to come back after a brief break, And we'll talk a little bit more about maybe student needs and also student careers and things like that. This is Local Matters, and we are talking today to the Distinguished Teacher of the Year, Jenny Patton from Cookeville High School. And we will be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeSmart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeSmart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardy. Shop local at OfficeSmart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to a Teacher of the Year. Jenny Patton teaches digital design at Cookeville High School, a former scout for the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers. Boy, you've had a career that a lot of people would think that's got to be cool to have done those kind of jobs too. And I know your students look at you and look at other teachers and say, I'd like to be like that, or I just don't know at this age if I know where I'm going to be or how I'm going to get there. What are some of the challenges that that students face in making career decisions and making life decisions?
I think it's very hard to be a teenager today. There's so much pressure academically to succeed, and not every person is an academic person. I've had numerous conversations in the last 2 weeks with students on what they're going to do, where they want to go to school, and I have a mixture. One of the most interesting ones, we took a group of students to TCAT, and not many of my students go to TCAT because my program is not offered a lot in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But when we went up there and the welding teacher told us...
You went to Livingston?
We went to Livingston, and the welding teacher told us that 50% of the welders in the United States at this moment are over 50 years old. So we know where the jobs are going to be. And he and I were talking about it, and he said, you know, I can go to TCAT. Or he said, Bill Lee has a program that I can get on. And he said, what should I do? I said, apply to both, and then you'll know which one to go to.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of conversations I have with my students. I had another one today. We're adding welding next year at Cookeville High School. And I'm very glad it's going to be there because I know there's a need. And this young man told me, he said, I'm not going to be in your class next year. But he said, it's because I need to take welding. And I said, good for you, because you know your future. Because we talk about it. And most of my students know that I care and that we talk about where they want to go to school or if they need to go to TCAT, or if they need to go to Vol State, if they need to go to Tech, if they need to go out of town. If you're in video, I have a young man who's extremely talented in video. At the moment, his plan is to go to Tennessee Tech for 2 years and then go to MTSU because they mm-hmm. have a strong video
program.
They
have a really good one.
And so that's the things that we talk about. And that's, I'm fortunate I have the students the 3 or 4 years, and they know where they've come from, and we talk about this through the 3 or 4 years. And so they get an idea. They know there's a lot of options out there.
And that's the important thing for them to know at this age. We're talking about TCAT, the Tennessee College of Applied Technology, and the TCAT in Livingston is one of a series across the entire state. But they run really good technical programs and programs that are applied in nature. And
they do. I have a student who also is an FFA person, and we were talking today, she's going to be a vet tech. She's going to TCAT. And she's going to be great at it because that's what she loves, and she's found a way to do something she loves.
And when you find what you really love, you're not working.
That's
correct. You're not studying hard at it, and you're not worrying about going to work. It's something you're going to enjoy doing.
That's correct. There's not a day that I don't enjoy coming to Cookeville High School to work.
Well, we talk. This is Local Matters. We are talking to Jenny Patton, and we're going to take a quick break. And welcome back to Local Matters. We're talking to Jenny Patton at Cookeville High School. And Jenny, today we hear a lot about college and career ready for students. And part of what that means is not every student needs to go to a university or go to college. There's a lot of really good opportunities out there that don't require a four-year degree.
That's right. Even in what I teach, it truly matters what you can produce. If you say to somebody, I want to be a video editor, I want to do music, I want to be a graphic designer, they want to see your work. They want to see your portfolio, and that shows them you're truly interested, that you truly have talent. So I really stress learning how to be creative in my class. Anybody can teach software. Not everybody can teach a person to be creative, but a lot of the careers, it's not really whether you have a four-year degree. Can you do the job?
That's right.
And it's not whether you're certified or whether you have a diploma or whether you have an occupational license in something. Can you show me that you can do this job? So that's what's important. And the only way you get that experience is to do it.
It is. You got to get your hands dirty.
And, yes, you do.
So how do you teach work ethic to a student? Can you teach it, or is it something that's just sort of ingrained in the student?
Well, I know that I work every day, and the students see me work all the time. I've always got projects going. They see that. They help me with it. So that is the best I can do to show them that if you help other people, it comes back to you, which, again, I'm so happy and proud to be the teacher of the year. But even without it, I would still try to help everybody I could at Cookeville High School because they helped me. The carpentry teacher, he built me with his students a giant green screen and a stage that we have. We're starting to paint murals around the school, and he's going to help me build one tomorrow at the school. And I've had other teachers in other areas that have helped our students, and it's just nice to share that with other people. And I'm up on the science floor. We just got through painting six scientists on the wall.
Wow.
And they're all of different ethnic backgrounds, and it three women, three men. It is a diverse. It's very impressive when you see it, and the students come up, and it kind of puts a smile on their face.
And it shows the student that no matter what their background, they can go on to do great things.
That is absolutely the truth.
Well, you represent the very best of our teachers in our system, but we've got a lot of dedicated teachers, and they're challenged too in what they do every day. And so, from a teacher's perspective, what are the big challenges in education these days?
Honestly, probably the biggest one is just the testing and all the problems we've had with it.
Testing's a tough one.
I truly believe that if Cookeville High School had taken paper tests last year instead of computer tests, our scores would have been totally different. But there were so many computer problems, and you get frustrated at home if you have a computer problem. Think about a 16-year-old trying to do that.
Yes.
And then you realize how day after day they got so frustrated that it did affect the outcome. It's just demoralizing to know that you've have worked all year to get kids ready for this, and then you have these situations come up that have nothing to do with your ability. And it was a sad thing for me to see that because it's stressed so much now. I'm from this area. I got into Vanderbilt without knowing half the books they'd read down there and all this. I know how important academics are. I'm also a certified English teacher. I've taught high school English. Don't want to teach it anymore because there's too many regulations with
yep.
it.
Yes.
It's a very hard thing to teach. Math, science, everything's tough. I would never advise a young person to go into teaching if you don't feel the calling and have the heart for it.
It is something you've got to be dedicated to today, isn't it?
It is, and you truly have to like students, because a lot of them have a hard time at home, and they come to school and they're either tired or they're working every night after school, or they've got a bad home life. I'm from an area where a lot of them don't even have a book in the home. They don't have computers at home. It's not like they can go home and do their homework. I think this county is very progressive, and Mr. Boyd is, in seeing that and trying to get technology in students' hands, but it's still, there's just a big gap there.
Well, I know it's a challenge, and students face challenges today that I didn't face and that you didn't face growing up, but we had our challenges too. I spent my first 10 years of school in a very small rural school in southern Illinois, and then moved from that to one of the fastest-paced schools in the nation in the Space Coast down in Brevard County, Florida. And it was a big shock to me to see the difference. But all kids are 16 years old or 15 or 14 or 17, and those ages just bring challenges with them, don't they?
They do, and the social media and the social pressure are intense today.
So what advice would you give parents who want to help their kids, want to see them succeed? What kind of things come to your mind that they need to think about?
Well, they need to encourage a student and try to give them the tools that they need, like I said, the computers, and don't make them work themselves to death outside the home if you can avoid it. Some people can't help it, but it's really hard when some classes have a lot of homework. And today, there are so many more academic courses that the students are required to take, and a lot of those require homework. And if you play a sport or you work a job or you do anything outside of school hours, it's really, really tough. So the parent can just encourage them all they can, and also the parent needs to be working. The parent needs
yes.
to model, just like I'm talking about. The parent needs to show the student, if you work and you do these things right, then good things happen to you. Don't sit at home on your can and then teach your kid that's the way to go.
That's an important role model for the student, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. And
when we have open house or parent-student conferences, unfortunately, a lot of times we don't see the parents we'd really like to be there. We see the ones their kids are doing well.
And that's part of the challenge is the and those parents, in their defense, might be working a second shift or they might be on their second job
that's
of the
true.
Day. There's a lot of challenges out there, and we just want to encourage parents to encourage their students to do as well as they can.
And grandparents. There's
and
a lot
grandparents,
of
well
grandparents
said.
Raising their grandkids
yeah.
now.
And there are, we've seen here in Putnam County some remarkable economic growth. There are going to be great jobs here in the county for everything from welders up to computer scientists. And so we've got great opportunity here. We just need to encourage our kids to stay in there and get that high school degree and or diploma and then go on and do some great things.
I think that's probably one of the most important roles CTE plays. Because we keep a lot of people in school because they enjoy what they do in our classes. And they may not enjoy the others, but they have to get through them to come to ours. And we all do get to know our students, and we do encourage them in the academic classes too. But it all goes around. And Cookeville has an extremely strong technology department. We have mechatronics. We have the STEM classes, which are engineering, which do a lot of robotics in both those classes.
Yep.
We've got a teacher who's excellent in coding and cybersecurity. My program, I feel, is strong. We all work together. We all share students. We all get along. And we all try to help each other.
And that's really what the team is all about. And Cookeville High has a great number of teams. It's a really big place, but there's a lot of smaller teams at work that keep students motivated and folks like you that are just doing so much to encourage our kids to go on to great things. Well, congratulations on being District Teacher of the Year, and thank you for being with us on Local Matters.
Well, I've been proud to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity.
We'll look forward to having you back sometime.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny.